What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydream. Taking a walk in the sun, doesn't that sound good? Falling on my face in somebody's new mowed lawn. You might be thinking that sounds pretty good after the week I've had. Well, it's Sunday, and yeah, I guess I need to go to church, do my due diligence. Now, hold on. Hold on a second. God wants you to take a load off. He wants you to take a walk in the sun. And I think he wants you to lay face down, maybe in your own grass that you've mowed, not your neighbors. They might not like that too well. They might think something's a little wrong with you. But you might be thinking, really, God wants me to rest? Yeah, he does. He does. You might be thinking, all right, I didn't want to work anyway. Well, it's not quite what I'm saying. He doesn't want you to be lazy, but God wants you to take a day and rest. And so you might be thinking, well, when am I supposed to do that? Well, I'm so glad that you asked, because we're in the book of Genesis, and we're learning some foundations. So we're going to learn one today. So I'm going to teach you a foundation, one we don't oftentimes consider in the way that I'm going to talk about it today, okay? So let's look at Genesis chapter 1, verse 31. That's where we're going to start. God saw all that he had made, and it was very what? Good, yes. And there was evening and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing, so on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. Then God blessed the seventh day, made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. Will you pray with me? Lord, we just want to give you this time, and we ask you, Lord God, that you would speak to us through your word. And Lord, may it be something impacting in our life, Lord God, that brings change, because you're always about change, Lord God, and change means becoming more like you. So, Lord, help us to understand what you would have to say to each of us individually today. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. Amen. All right, God created the heavens and the earth, all the living creatures. He created the animals, etc., and then he created man and woman. He then rested and stood back to see what he had done. So he decided, this is good. Everybody say, this is good. This is good. Now, if we would have seen it all the way it was back then, and even today, just looking outside, we'd say, not only this is good, we'd say, this is fantastic. This is incredible. Okay? So God looked back at everything and said, this is good. So we're right from the start, we're just going to get this out of the way. Does God get tired?
No.
God doesn't get tired, okay? He doesn't get tired. Well, then why did he rest? Okay, see, God never does anything by accident. It's all for a purpose. Every single thing he does is for a reason. And the last thing mentioned here before these verses is that he created mankind, male and female. And when he rests, he blesses the seventh day, makes it holy, or sets it apart from the other days. So why did he do this? We're going to look at that this morning. And we're going to go all the way back to when the Israelites were saved miraculously from Egypt. They went through the Red Sea on dry land. And Moses spoke to the people this from Deuteronomy 5:15. He said, remember that you were slaves in Egypt and that the Lord your God brought you out of there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God has commanded you to observe the Sabbath day. So this verse teaches that the Sabbath, or the day of rest, is a way of remembering and expressing the truth that God is our creator, he's our deliverer, and he's our sanctifier. And what that means is that he makes us holy, or perfect in goodness and righteousness. And you might be thinking, well, I'm not perfect. No, you're not. And neither am I. But that's okay, because God is perfect, and because of his blood, we are made holy. So we're to remember the Lord on the Sabbath rest, okay? We're dependent on him for all that we have in the world, for our deliverance from enemies, for our holiness that I just talked about. But somewhere along the way, the rules for the Sabbath day became more important than the day itself and the purpose for this incredible day. So the Pharisees, or the religious leaders in Jesus' day, they really turned this thing upside down to mean completely different than what God had originally intended. And so Jesus deals with these people, and he's not real happy with them. And this is in Mark chapter 3. Here we go. Another time, Jesus went into the synagogue, and a man with a shriveled hand was there. Some of them were looking for a reason to accuse Jesus, so they watched him closely to see if he would heal him on the Sabbath. Jesus said to the man with the shriveled hand, "Stand up in front of everyone." I love that. Then Jesus asked them, "Which is lawful on the Sabbath, to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill?" But they remained silent. He looked around at them in anger and, deeply distressed at their stubborn hearts, said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was completely restored. So Jesus has a righteous anger toward these Pharisees, what he would regard as hypocrites. God has compassion on the man with a deformed hand. God wants to do something special in this man's life, but the Pharisees are so blinded by legalism that they miss the whole thing. They're so concerned that he's not going to follow the rules. And so they miss out on this incredible blessing. And Jesus puts it all in perspective in Mark 2:27. Says, "Then he said to them, 'The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath.'" Well, what did he mean by that? What he meant was the Sabbath was intended to help people. That's what it's intended for, is to help people. And it was not to be a burden, but to take care of burdens, to release your burdens, okay? Ease our burdens. We are literally supposed to take a load off, okay? So this is the real basis of God honoring and blessing the day of rest. And he says, in effect, "Let my highest creature, the one in my image, stop every 7 days and commemorate with me the fact that I am the creator who has done all this. Let him stop working and focus on me, that I am the source of all that he has. I am the fountain of blessing. Let man look to me in leisure one day out of seven for the blessing that is so elusive in the affairs of this world." So I want us to look at Isaiah chapter 58. And this is, for me, this is the central portion of scripture I want to grab today. And it's really incredible. I don't know if you've looked at this for a while, but let's do that. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 13 and 14. "If you keep your feet from breaking the Sabbath and from doing as you please on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight and the Lord's holy day honorable, and if you honor it by not going your own way and not doing as you please or speaking idle words," listen to this, "then you will find your joy in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride in triumph on the heights of the land and to feast on the inheritance of your father Jacob. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken." Listen, guys, the Sabbath rest is good news. It's not bad news. It's not a hassle. It's not a burden. It's good news. It's blessing. God's purpose for us on the Sabbath is that we experience the highest, think about this, and most intense joy that can be experienced, that we take delight in the Lord. Okay. I remember before I was a Christian, as many of you know, I had quite a sordid past. And if someone were to have said to me, "You need to take delight in the Lord," I mean, that would have been speaking Greek to me. I would have thought you were nuts. I would have thought you're a religious freak. And what are you talking about? You might be thinking that, I believe in God and Jesus and all that. I want to live a good life. But I don't want to be a religious freak. Delight myself in the Lord. And I'm going to say yes, 100%, because that's what God created for you. He intended for you to delight yourself in Him. You may not know that yet, but you will. But you will. So do you want peace in your life? Do you want joy? You want rest in your soul? Do you want burdens to be lifted? Do you want the proper perspective to be able to see things for the way they really are? Delight yourself in the Lord. So it's focusing on God, accepting Him into your life and getting to know Him. He loves you. He created you. You know, it is about attending church regularly. It's not a rule. It's something that you will want to do, okay? It's a priority. Learn from the Word of God. Be taught. Get to know other Christians. Be thankful. And remember what God has done for you. Delight yourself in the Lord. Get to know Him. Delighting yourself in the Lord. And you're going to want to do some of these things. You're going to want to come to church, okay? I feel like this is a missing piece in the lives of Christians. And this is what I mean by that. Over the years, I've been a pastor for a long time, and being such, I've had lots of opportunity to speak into people's lives, had people sit in my office, talk to them, counsel them, that kind of a thing. And I can usually guess if somebody's life is really messed up. It's not always the case, but most of the time, I guess the answer to these two questions. Do you spend time with God every day in the Bible, even just a little bit? And the other thing is, do you talk to God regularly? So those are the two questions I usually ask. I can usually tell they're either going to say no or they're going to really go, well, sort of, kind of, okay. So things aren't really going to change for you till those two things kind of get in line, because God takes big steps. God takes big steps, see? And we take super little steps. But when we follow Him and we delight ourselves in Him, then we walk in step with God. And He takes big steps, okay? That's another message. Okay. So I feel like as I was going through this about the Sabbath from Genesis, that this is a third piece that we miss. Because there's absolute blessing in spending time in God's Word and praying and just getting to know Him. But the third piece is God has all of these incredible blessings for us if we honor the Sabbath. Now, I'm going to speak a little more about what that means, but that's a big piece. There's so much blessing. The Word says God is a fountain of blessing. And that He promises to do this if we honor Him in this way. Okay? So let's look at this a little more. So God is good. Everybody say, God is good. Okay, and He designed a day for you to have rest and to remember Him and worship Him, and that's the Sabbath. Okay? And yet what He finds again and again is professing Christians who prefer little human-sized pleasures. Okay? From things that really don't have much of a close relationship to God. Now, really understand my heart when I'm going to talk to you about this here for a second. Because everyone in this room has done what I'm going to talk about. Okay, on a Sunday, and I just want to tell you that today I'm not going to get into Sunday, Saturday, whatever. God's big, God has lots of grace, and so it's not the day, I want to add this too. Whenever we read from the Old Testament, always remember this. Always remember this. Whenever you read from the Old Testament, always look at it through the filter of the cross, okay? Because the Old Testament was looking forward to the cross. So always remember, when you take a scripture out of the Old Testament, that's great, it's truth, but remember, it's through the filter of Christ, okay? Another message also. But so here's the thing. It's so easy to say, oh, I'm tired today. Listen, I'm not going to church. Let's not go to church. Let's go out to breakfast this morning. Great. I don't want to go to church today. Let's go to the lake. I know some of you are like, yeah. I don't want to go to church. I've been working all week long. I'm going to play golf. I'm going to go check out for 4 or 5 hours. And I love golf. Let's go hunting. I know we got big hunters in this area. Let's go hunting today. Forget it. I'm not going to church today. That's my church. Hunting. Let's watch the big game. Have a football party. So I'm kind of speaking to guys here a lot. And let's skip church and watch a Hallmark movie. Those are so great because you never know what's going to happen at the end. So great. Now, are these things bad? No, they're not bad. They're good. Most of these things are all good. You know, is it about being in church? Well, I'm not going to say no. I'm going to say yes and no. I'm going to say that when you delight yourself in the Lord, it's not somebody pointing a finger at you and saying, you've got to be in church. You've got to do this. You've got to get up early. You've got to do all these things. It's because when you delight yourself in the Lord, that's what you want to do. See, it's the heart. It's all about the heart. So what does a Sunday look like for me? Well, you can say, well, you're a pastor. Yeah, well, I haven't always been a pastor. For probably 10 years after I was saved, I was not a full-time pastor. And so that was, you know, my 20s and early 30s. And I did the same thing exact that I do now. And I get up early. I got up early then. And I get into the Word because I want to get into the Word. I read. And when I say that, I'm not saying I'm reading a whole chapter. I mean, some of you might like to do that. I like just digging into it a little bit and reading a little of the Word and just kind of chewing on it. And then I pray. I might be reading through a book at that time of some kind of discipleship book or something like that. I might read just a little bit of that. But I'm spending time with the Lord. I do that. My wife these days gets up, and then we might have a discussion about the day or what's going to happen at church, that kind of a thing. What God? Sometimes it's about what God is saying. Sometimes it's about that. Then I go to church, you know, early, and I did back then too because I served, and a lot of you do that. You serve on a Sunday, okay? And that's great. And so I do that, do the church thing. I love it. I've always loved it. I can hardly remember a Sunday since I was saved that I could not wait to come to church. I've always loved it to see what God is going to do, see how God is going to change lives that day, to hear about what God is doing, to be taught the Word of God so I can become more like Christ, and these kinds of things, you know, so I can become more normal. Did you know that you become more normal? You wonder what that is? Well, that's what that is. It's becoming more like Christ because that's what you were created to be. Can you say amen to that? Yeah, so it's something that you long to do, that you want to do. It's not because somebody is standing there with a big rubber mallet, you know, ready to conk you over the head if you don't do the right thing, you know. That's not what it's about. That's not what being a Christian is about. It's not what going to church is about. It's not honoring the Sabbath to have somebody pointing at you saying, you've got to do this. Sometimes we need that, I guess. But what Jesus always talks about is the heart. And in all of the situations that the Pharisees bring up, and just like when they bring up the Sabbath and they're saying, you know, you're not following the rules. Jesus is always about the heart. And he always digs right to the point. He doesn't say, no, you don't you don't honor the Sabbath. That's not what Jesus said. Jesus said, you've got it all wrong. The Sabbath is for man. God created it for you, not to be a burden, but a blessing. So Proverbs 4:23, the heart. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Man, that's a good proverb. And you can look at that in light of the cross. My goodness. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Did you know that if you keep your heart right before God, and that takes effort, that takes intentionality, you must determine that you're going to do that yourself. It's not anybody else that's going to do it for you. It's you. You have to decide, I'm going to keep my heart right. And when you start to go a little off, you know, you can tell when it's happening. Then you start listening to things that aren't true. Then you start listening to people who don't have a good heart and they've got wrong attitudes. They don't realize it and they're telling you things that you shouldn't do instead of what the Word of God says, because that's our plumb line, is the Word of God in this crazy world. We've got the Word of God. You keep your heart right and it determines the course of your life. You want a good life? Keep your heart right before the Lord. You want a good life? Say yes. Yeah, I know you do. Okay, let's move on. So, it's your heart to serve God, to honor Him, really regardless of what day it is. He's designed our days. This is Old Testament. This is what the Lord said. He said that you'll work hard for 6 days, then rest. And delight ourselves in Him. That's what He said. It's a beautiful thing. And the Sabbath can be a source of renewed spiritual life. It represents not going your own way, that scripture says that we just read in Isaiah, not going your own way. God is good. Say, God is good. And He does good things. The Sabbath is a blessing. It's a good thing. All right, so let's see. Who do I have out here today? Let's see. Somebody who really works hard. I am not seeing anyone. I'm just kidding. Let's see, who can I grab? I'm going to grab Randy Coleman. Now, Randy his job isn't really sweat equity. Are you going to stand up, Randy? Sure, give him a hand. All right. He's always hiding behind a computer, but not hiding now. Okay, no, that's awesome. So Randy is a computer guy, an amazing computer guy. He's won it all over the world for his computer knowledge. So let's say, and I'm making this up, Randy. This may be true, I hope it isn't. Let's say Randy's working 7 days a week, just slaving away. You know, putting together those, what do they do, zeros and ones, is that what it is? Is that it? Zeros and ones and twos, I don't know. Anyway, he's slaving away at that computer programming thing and just working, and he's just getting exhausted 7 days a week. God all of a sudden knocks on Randy's heart's door and says, Randy, you're working too hard. You need to take a day off. Now, is that a curse? That's a blessing. Say, that's a blessing. That's a blessing. And Randy would think so too. Now, am I saying that you have to work 6 days a week? No. Remember, the Old Testament is in light of the cross. And so God has much, much grace. And we don't have to work 6 days a week. But there is that rest. And the rest is a blessing. So, am I saying that you can't watch some football on a Sunday? Am I saying you can't fall asleep watching golf, which is what I usually end up doing, or a Hallmark movie? Where are your priorities? Where is your heart? Okay. So this is going to give you an example of what I mean by it's not about legalism. And it's not about the do's and the don'ts, okay? So, some of you might find this hard to believe what I'm going to say, but I actually enjoy mowing my lawn. That actually is restful for me. Oftentimes when I'm especially stressed out or worried about something, I'm not kidding. If I mow my grass, it's therapeutic for me. It's restful. Sometimes I'll pray. Oftentimes I'll pray as I'm mowing the grass, or I might listen to some worship music or whatever. It's restful for me. So every once in a while, I'll actually do that on a Sunday. Some of you will be like, whoa, that is against the rules. Well, not for me. Not for me, because it's restful for me, and I'll usually go take a nap after I do it. But it is a restful thing for me. So that's what I mean. It's about grace. It's about grace. God wants to give you rest. Now, I've listed these are all points that I've made already. So we're just going to go through them. If you're taking notes, then you'll have something to write down here. Number one, determine to honor the Sabbath for you and your family. Because remember, if you're a parent, what you do and how you act, and if you honor the Lord's day and you love the Lord and the Lord's day and you honor it and you don't go your own way, but you honor God, see, your kids are watching. Your kids are watching you. So the scripture that I mentioned earlier, I'm going to read the first part of it again from Isaiah 58:13. If you keep your feet from breaking the Sabbath and from doing as you please on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight and the Lord's holy day honorable, and if you honor it by not going your own way and not doing as you please or speaking idle words. So you need to determine that you're going to honor the Sabbath rest as the Lord has planned. So number two, keep your heart right before God. We talked about that. Great scripture for Proverbs 4:23, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Number three, be intentional in how you spend the Sabbath rest. So be intentional in how you do it. Remember, always keep in mind that it's the Lord wants you to focus on Him. For His sake? No, not really. I mean, you know, we say that sometimes, for the Lord's sake, but God doesn't need it. It's for you. And He is where, you know, the scripture says that He's a fountain of blessing, and that this fountain of blessing is going to be poured out to you if you honor the Lord's day. I'm telling you, this is like the third piece to the puzzle. It's amazing to me. So number four, enjoy the Sabbath rest. Enjoy it. Enjoy the Sabbath rest. Take a walk in the sun if that's restful for you. You know, it's what is it that's going to be restful for you? Maybe you'll. Maybe in the afternoon you're going to listen to some worship music and really thank the Lord. And we're going to do that in just a minute, okay? And because verse 14 of 58 of Isaiah says, then you will find your joy in the Lord. I will cause you to ride in triumph on the heights of the land, to feast on the inheritance of your father Jacob, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. God has said this. Now, I love this picture of riding in triumph on the heights of the land. And I began to think, in this day when this was written, why would you want to be on the heights of the land? Well, you have great perspective. You can see all around. It's a safe place, because the Bible also talks about that He'll give you feet like a deer, so you can grab and take hold. And in their day, you could see where your enemies were. You were safe. You're above them, and you had great perspective of what was going on around you. You have proper perspective instead of trying to be on the ground, trying to see what's going on when you can't see everything. So God is going to put you up on there if you honor Him. He's going to do these things. All right, so to close this out today, I'm going to slip on over here, and we're going to sing a song together, And this is a song all about giving thanks. And this is the Lord's Day. And so we're going to give thanks to the Lord. And, you know, if after today you walk away saying, well, I probably need to go to church more often. I mean, that's good, but that's not the point. The point is your heart before the Lord, because then you're going to want to come to church. You're going to want to make this day a blessing. You're going to want to focus on the Lord, and it's going to be a great thing, so that you're not, oh, I got to go to church today. You're going to want to go to church. You can't miss it. So, I mean, for me, even if I go on vacation, I'm like, oh, man, I'm missing my church family today. I've always been like that. You know, my wife has to say, hey, you're on vacation. Okay. But honestly, I want to be with you. I want to worship the Lord with you and that kind of a thing. And it's going to be what you long for, to be with the Lord, to gladly honor what he wants for your life. And so have you been working hard all week and you want to get some rest? Well, don't worry, Sunday's coming. It's actually here. And you're here. So good job. So let's all stand up. Give him your burdens. Enjoy him. Rest in him. Delight yourself in the Lord. And we're going to thank him right now through song. And don't worry about how you sing. Just let it rip. It's okay. I think. Just kidding. All right. So we're going to take a load off because we're going to worship God. All right. Sing it again. For all that you've done, I will thank. For all that you're going to do. For all that you're going to do. For all that you promised and all that you are is all that has carried me through. Jesus, Jesus, I thank. And I thank you. And I thank you. Thank you. Here we go. Lord. And I thank you. Thank you. Lord. Thank you for
loving me. Thank you for loving and setting me free. Thank you for giving your life just for me. How I thank you. Yes, Jesus, I thank you.